He is handsome, charming, highly intelligent, and a master of disguise. He steals, but only from the rich, and marries four times. He travels the world using a number of names, and his adventures are the talk of Paris. Who is this fascinating celebrity? He is Arsène Lupin, gentleman criminal turned detective, and one of France's best known and best loved literary figures.
Created by French writer Maurice Leblanc, Lupin first appeared in 1905 in the French magazine Je Sais Tout, I Know Everything. The magazine regularly contained stories featuring the criminal genius, and in 1907 published a collection called Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Burglar.
The daring thief's exploits achieved a level of popularity to match that of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. Indeed, Leblanc was himself a great fan of the fictional English detective and wrote a Holmes-like detective named Herlock Sholmes into several of Lupin's greatest adventures.
Maurice Leblanc was born in northern France in 1864. His wealthy father, the owner of a successful shipping firm, sent Maurice to be educated in France, Germany, and Italy. Leblanc spent some time working for his father and later began studying law. However, he gave it all up to become a writer.
After spending many years in obscurity, Leblanc finally gained literary fame in his 40s with the creation of Arsène Lupin. In contrast to Sherlock Holmes, the ultimate detective, Lupin was an extreme version of the gentleman criminal, a popular character in fiction and film throughout the 20th century.
Following the success of the first novel, Arsène Lupin kept his creator busy for the next quarter of a century. The last book in the 20-book series, The Billions of Arsène Lupin, came out in 1933. Leblanc died in the south of France 8 years later.
It may seem surprising that a fictional thief should be so enthusiastically received. Yet Lupin, though often on the wrong side of the law, is definitely a force for good. His true enemies are always evil men whose crimes are far worse than his own. Moreover, his crimes are often motivated by good intentions. Later in his career, Lupin actually works with the police, and in one adventure, even leads a murder investigation.
His ongoing battle of wits with Herlock Sholmes accounts for some memorable events. Their rivalry leads to a gun battle, which kills the woman with whom Lupin has decided to settle down. Devastated by her death, Lupin returns once more to his life of crime. He eventually has his revenge on Sholmes by solving a riddle that the detective could not. By outwitting Sholmes, Arsène Lupin is, once and for all, proved to be the world's greatest criminal genius.